In the first letter of Peter, we read these beautiful words. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Now, two questions come to my mind when I hear that verse. What makes for a living hope? And what might a dying hope look like? Now, we get a sense of the second of these when we look at the Easter gospel stories. For here we meet a group of people who have been mugged by reality. Their hopes have been crucified and their dreams have been shattered. A marvelous adventure has come crashing down and they can see no way forward. This is a dying hope when the future looks like a brick wall. We've heard some of those people in the gospel readings. The disciples have locked themselves away in a room because they are afraid. And they're asking themselves, are we next? What comes next? What do we do now? They'd heard a strange story about the body missing, but what did that mean? Could they trust it? Could they believe what Mary had told them? It's much better, it's much safer to keep the doors locked. And then there's Thomas. And for Thomas, if there is a story here, if there is a glimmer of hope, Thomas wants to know. For the rest of the disciples, they seem to know, but he needs to know. He's not going to move. He can't move forward until he knows. In fact, he refuses. Unless I see and touch, I will not believe. And Mary Magdalene, the Gospel of John, she stands weeping at Jesus' tomb. She's followed Jesus. She's been his friend. She'd been there when he died, and now she comes at the end and she cannot find him and she's overcome by grief. They've taken away my Lord and I do not know where to find him. In the Gospel of Luke, we read about two disciples who are walking down the road. They're going home to Emmaus. They're walking away from Jerusalem and the terrible things that had happened there, and they are dragging their feet. They had gone with such expectation. They were looking for and hoping for a new God-given world. They said in the reading, we thought he was the one. We thought he was the one. But that world had come tumbling down. Now it's a tangling mess. And Peter. Peter goes fishing, carrying a terrible burden. We know the story of Peter's burden, his betrayal of Jesus. He'd said to Jesus, I will lay down my life for you. But when the crunch came, three times Peter denies his deepest commitment. And now he can't move forward. So what does he do? He goes back to what he knows. He can't move forward, but perhaps he can catch some fish. And these stories, my friends, these are stories about dying hope, because they are people who are starved of a future, who can see no way forward. Now, I don't think it's difficult for us to find ourselves in these stories. We have all, at some point in our life, been overcome by grief, by loss of all kinds. Loss of love, loss of loved ones, loss associated with unemployment, divorce, miscarriage, loss of confidence in life, in people, a loss of our mental and physical health, sometimes even a loss of our confidence in God. The list goes on. We all know what it is to lose, and so we all know what it is to grieve. And many of us will have a sense of what it's like to lock ourselves away because we're afraid. Afraid of life, afraid of people, sometimes afraid of God, afraid of failure, afraid of risk, afraid of change, afraid of being vulnerable, and we know how fears can isolate us and cramp us. And many of us will know the experience of needing to know. We all ask, don't we, what's going on? What's it all mean? Who am I? Where is God? Like Thomas, we look at others and they seem to know. They seem to have got their act together. They've got it worked out. Have they? And if they have, well, that's what I want too. And we know that the Emmaus Road is not simply a place long ago and far away. It's the human road. The Emmaus Road is always the place of deep, deep disappointment. The road where people we trusted have let us down. Things we've put our heart and soul into come tumbling down and we are left in confusion. And like Peter, we all know the sting of failure, the sting of missing the mark, of being unfaithful to the things that are most important to us, letting other people, letting God down. We all know the places where we ask, what's next? Where to from here? And as we doubt the possibility of a future, hope begins to die. Now these are deeply human stories. But of course, we've read them today as Easter stories. And the people in these stories are not left staring at a brick wall. Why is that? Because Jesus comes. Jesus comes. He comes to Mary and he speaks her name. And she knows that their relationship will continue. It will be different. It will be mysterious, but it will continue. And he comes to the disciples in the locked room and he brings them the gift of Easter. There are three wonderful gifts of Easter in this reading. We know about the Christmas three gifts, gold, myrrh and frankincense. But these are the three gifts of Easter. He brings his peace. He brings their purpose. As the Father sent me, so I send you. And he brings them power for the purpose. Receive the Holy Spirit. And he unlocks the door and he leads them out. And he meets Thomas where he needs to be met. Many others to come, you and I, people who believe even though we have not seen are blessed, the reading told us. But Thomas is not despised and he is not rejected because he needs to know. And Jesus comes back for Thomas. And on the Emmaus Road, the disciples meet an unrecognized Jesus. And what he does is he tells them a bigger story than they can see. Luke tells us, Jesus said, then beginning with Moses and the prophets, he interpreted them all the things about himself in the scripture. See, they're dragging themselves home. We know what that's like, don't we? Dragging our feet. And he says, look up, look around and see the wider landscape of God's love and God's good purposes. And for Peter, there is healing and there is forgiveness. Three times he denied Jesus. So three times Jesus asks him, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Yes, Lord, Peter says, you know that I love you. And Jesus says, feed my sheep, and gives to each of these people, as he gives to Peter, a future. Now, these are beautiful stories, and we need these stories because they feed and nurture in us a living hope. They carry a great promise that on the journey of our lives, even to the point of death, Jesus comes and says, follow me, and gives us a future. A future that in life and death lead us deeper into the love and the life of God. Now, they do not promise us that there'll be no more loss, no more fear, no more disappointment, confusion, failure, or death. They do not promise a way around the complications of life, a way under them or a way over them, but they are promises for the journey, for all that life brings us. These stories carry the promise, and this is the living hope of Easter that sends us out into the rest of this year, that in our experiences of loss, in our fears for ourselves, our fears for our neighbours, for our church, for the world, in our disappointments, our confusions, our uncertainties, our doubts, our failures, those times when we just cannot see a way forward, that there, in all those places, we might look for the presence of Jesus. To look for the presence of Jesus, who, as he did to Mary, speaks our name and calls us friend. The Jesus who comes to offer the same gifts of Easter that he offered back then, his peace, our purpose, and power for the purpose. The Jesus who comes, as he did to Thomas, and respects our questions and our struggles and our issues. The Jesus who will want to show us the wider landscape we're walking through, even when the only thing we can do is stare at our feet. The Jesus who will speak a refreshing word of forgiveness and renewal. The Jesus who will release us for deeds of mercy and works of justice and love. And the Jesus who will give us other friends, brothers and sisters who will walk with us and bless us and love us. Dying hope, that's when we run into a brick wall and we see no way forward. Living hope, it knows the future as a gift. Living hope, it does these things. It looks, it listens, it expects, it trusts, and it acts. Living hope energizes, motivates, strengthens, gives courage. What happens in the story? The disciples leave the locked room and go and turn the world upside down. Mary leaves the tomb, goes to the disciples and says, "I have seen the Lord." And in the Gospels of Matthew and John, Mary is the first witness to the resurrection. Thomas, who would not believe, now becomes the spokesman for the whole community of faith when he says, "My Lord and my God." The disciples on the Emmaus Road recognize Jesus and return to Jerusalem, where they share what had happened to them on the road. And Peter, the great betrayer, leaves the beach and goes to be a great leader in the Christian church. And multitudes of Christians, people like us who did not see and yet believe, have found in the risen Jesus the way, the truth, and the life. Again and again, living hope sets us on the move. One more step deeper into the love and the purposes of God. Some of you may have heard songs of Sidney Carter, who was an English songwriter back in the 60s and 70s. He wrote Lord of the Dance, which you may know. He once wrote a song for children who were going from primary school to high school. And the chorus said this, it said, "One more step along the world I go, one more step along the world I go, from the old things to the new, keep me travelling along with you." In one of the verses he wrote, "As I travel through the bad and good, keep me travelling the way I should, where I see no way to go, you'll be telling me the way I know, and it's from the old, I travel to the new, keep me travelling along with you." That's a song of living hope. Christ is risen. Christ is with us. Today and every day, Jesus comes to us and says, follow me, follow me, and offers us a living hope. So let us, trusting Jesus, trusting the work of the Spirit in our lives, let us look, listen, expect, trust, and live the life of the kingdom of God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he's given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Thanks be to God. Amen.